Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word to Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know it's Monday. We're here, at least in Mississippi, and it's Monday night, meaning that's 7 p.m. Our time here in America, in Mississippi, and in Chicago, which means that the Angel Messenger speaks today broadcast, headed off by our brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on, once again, I thank God for the opportunity he's given us to share the word of God with you guys. And amen, we just continue to pray for you, your families, and your loved ones in Jesus' name, amen. And continue to pray for the people in California who had the earthquake there, I think it was, what, yesterday. Continue in your prayers for them. And I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast here in the United States, Canada, South Korea, Japan, Uganda, you know, and every country and nation that I have not named. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And we just encourage you guys in the Lord Jesus. And, you know, we just want to see the Lord, you know, his will be done in your lives of all who tune into the broadcast. And as my brothers say, hey, we don't come on this broadcast begging and asking for money and all that, okay? If you desire to sow seed, then okay. But as far as just coming on here begging, but no. Because I believe personally that if the Lord has called you to something, he will make a way for you to accomplish this thing. Now, there's nothing wrong with donations if you want to donate. But I've seen through the years where, you know, especially on these TV broadcasts, ministers get on and then they get to a point they just start begging. And, you know, I'm like this, you know, if the Lord call you to that, then he will make a way for you to get the funds, okay, that's needed. Amen? Amen. Okay, so let me pass my brother and my sister on. They came on at the same time. God bless you, Brother Lee. God bless you, Sister Stella.
God bless.
Shalom, shalom, Miska. My brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I count it joy. Again, we talk again. We're permitted to share, fellowship, communicate, and also proclaim. The acceptable year of the Lord has come. So, how are you guys doing?
Amen. Good. Glad.
Great. Glory to God. Great. Great.
Amen.
Great. How is your weather? Do you need any wood? Do you need any snow?
It's about 77 degrees today.
Looks like we might need a fan, bro.
No, we'll need a fan.
No need no fan.
No,
hold on, brother. I'm in the room here, and he had the heat on upstairs, and I'm downstairs. I got the fan over here, and so I said, I think I'll let this wind up instead of turn this fan on here. Give me some natural air here. So I cracked the head and cracked the window here. So I understand you might need a little fan there, brother. Depends on where you, you know. Yes, I'm in. I'd be glad. They said it's going to change, what I know, next week. So I'll be looking for the great change my way, of course. But, you know, a cool drink of water from my grandfather's system in rural Mississippi, we used to draw water two ways. In the Delta, they put pumps and had most pumps in the area where my grandfather, we used systems where water run into a system. And that cool water was snack. No other water that we drink today. I couldn't get enough of apples when I was a kid. Every time I passed the store, my mother said, I want that apple. I want a banana. Those eating apples were so delicious. Those bananas were so delicious.
Amen.
And almost every time I would pass a store, a grocery store down there, I would want one of those delicious eating apples and bananas.
Amen.
Banana. Amen. Change is Change is really calm and not always for the good.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't hardly find a good eating apple.
Amen.
Nor a banana that compares the original nature thing before the earth got so corrupted and they're using all these new methods, cloning stuff. And I got to eat all this clone. I can't even eat a good grape, original grape, a seedless grape, a seedless this and all that stuff. And they making these chickens, you know, they put them in these private concerns and they're just plucking out and feeding them and they just, and the eggs don't even taste like eggs.
Uh-huh.
So changes are coming and have come.
And it's a shame that you can't hardly enjoy an egg.
You know? Yeah. I can't get me a good juicy apple. I have to go to some state somewhere, I hope, to get me a good juicy. And not in the stores. I can't hardly find one in any store. I don't care where I go to find a good eating delicious. The stuff they call delicious, I don't know where they get it from. But they just take that name off delicious out, you know. But I was thinking how things are changed.
Amen.
And the Lord makes changes in our lives, of course, for the good and always for the benefit.
Amen.
And this is the change that Jesus came to make, change back to the original.
Amen.
Now, a few minutes before I came on, I was sitting here, and all of a sudden, came to me about divine order and creative order, the creative order of things. I want you to read, somebody read right quick to me, Psalm 133. And it came to me a few minutes before I just came on, so I didn't get all the scriptures, but I just came to me a few minutes. You did come to me before I come. Sometimes things are just dropping in your heart and your spirit and you. So Psalm 133, right quick, anyone would read that?
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descend upon the Mount of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
Amen.
Now, I was just thinking a few minutes ago about divine order and creative order. When God created, Elohim created, which is called his creative order, and he put everything in perfect order and pattern. The man was the man, the man.
Mm-hmm.
And then came the woman out of his perfect order. That's the way God wanted it. You ordained that.
Amen.
And he said to the man, he said, oh, listen, you're my image and likeness, and I created you to have rule. Okay. And then the woman came out of him as a what they call a helper.
Mm-hmm.
A
helper.
Amen. Now, do you understand why Satan caused chaos in heaven? It was called disorder,
mm-hmm.
and he caused the angels to leave their place of their order.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And when they came and were removed out of their place of order in heaven, they caused
mm-hmm.
disorder and disruption.
Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And chaos. So that could not remain.
Amen.
That could not remain in the presence. Now,
Amen.
God's creative order has not changed. He creates the man and he creates the woman. God changed. And here's the thing. God's divine order
mm-hmm.
was revealed in the earth in its creation. Now, you know why it's so dangerous? And this year is we have to work together in the order of God, because Satan has caused so much disruption and disorder and dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is how he gets control, and this is how he gets us out of the divine order.
Mm-hmm.
You notice why it's so important, and maybe we don't understand why there's so much disorder in the earth, especially in the Western Hemisphere. The man mm-hmm. mostly is out of order.
Amen. Yes.
This is how Satan is getting so much power. He's causing a dysfunctional from the divine order of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand what that means when man steps out of his place and failed to be the man, failed to be the father, failed to be the
mm-hmm.
husband, failed to be the priest,
mm-hmm.
take the responsibility
mm-hmm.
as the head
mm-hmm.
or the leader.
Yeah.
Why do you think
mm-hmm.
Satan wants the woman to be equal to the man in the order? Because that is out of order.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, that's a divine decree. At the moment that happened, they're not functioning in the order that God intended it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if your bone and your leg get out of order, what's going to happen? When your joint bones slip and get out of order, and your elbow bone, they have to put it back where in order for it to,
order. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Have you ever had one of your toes out of order or one of your joints out of order and you try to function?
Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
doctor said, oh, we got to put this back in order here because this thing going to operate. Your hip is kind of need some help. Okay. In the home, in creation, God put a perfect order that the blessing, the favor will be in the earth. But Satan was the first one called disorder and dysfunctionally in the family of God in heaven. Then he came to the earth. Now, do you know why Satan is intent, very intent to destroy America and the Christian standard? Is he first is doing all of America talking about this order, changing the order of God's creative order and divine order, and he said the woman who was made to be a woman and a man who was made to be a man, we're going to change all of this, the devil said.
Mm-hmm.
To get everything out of order.
Amen.
So the husband is not the husband anymore, the man. So
that's
the wife is, the woman is not the woman anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did this cause? What did this cause? Spiritual chaos.
Amen.
When they are not in their proper place, then they're not functioning in their right order. Then Satan
mm-hmm.
can cause chaos in everything.
Amen.
That's why he wants this LBG and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having prominent in America. That's why, you know, America is really in trouble. You don't understand how much we're at the edge of destruction because we're so out of order with divine and creative order that Satan is rushing us to destruction.
Yeah.
And because of this order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you try to run with both of your knees kept out of order, your joints, and see how far you're going to get
mm-hmm.
and what kind of right. problems going to cause the rest of your body.
Amen.
The rest of your body.
Yes.
The rest. But here is the order why God calls this order in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're talking about the term church, when he calls to destroy the church, he calls this the functional order when Constantine and other church and got the whole church, got their bones out of whack with the order of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So she's dysfunctional. She's called the mother holler, the whore. Why is
mm-hmm.
she called a whore? This dysfunctional church in Revelation is called a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the Old Testament, the order of God, now notice the order in the Old Testament. The woman could not be a priest or a high priest.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Because that would have been out of the order of the original intent.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The creative order.
Amen.
Satan said, I'm going to change the order and make the whole
mm-hmm.
earth be in confusion. Do you think was the confusion in the day of Noah that called God to him to destroy all flesh? Because
mm-hmm.
of a dysfunctional order, divine creative order, angels left their place to have sex with women to create
mm-hmm.
a hybrid
mm-hmm.
being.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos.
Amen.
Now, look at your human body. The eye has a particular function.
Amen.
They don't have the same functions as my fingers or my elbow or my kneecap.
Amen.
If they try, they're out of order, won't they? If your
Amen.
Eyes try to be
Amen.
Your kneecap or your leg,
mm-hmm.
they're out of order.
Amen.
They have a particular place in my head, not in my feet.
Amen.
If the eyes want to be the feet, and your feet want to be where the eyes ought to be, well,
uh-huh.
what do you think that would cause? Now you
mm-hmm.
see why the human body is a picture. The human parts are a function of what the body of Christ in the
mm-hmm.
New Testament is to be.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are the family, the body of the living Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We are the body of the risen Christ. We are the body. We call the
Amen.
Body of Christ. The functional
Amen.
Part. And you notice now, why Satan does not want the man to be the head of the family, maybe people don't understand that, why there's so much trouble in America. Because the man or the father or the husband or the priest is out of order. And now you
Amen.
Have nothing but chaos in our American society.
Amen.
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 Satan has wrought this to destroy, and like he did try to do in heaven. Now you don't know. Because people have left the divine order and the creative order, and they said, well, everything is all good. LB key, quay, 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 coo, 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 qua, 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 whatever. What do this mean?
Mm-hmm.
There is no law that governs their lives because
mm-hmm.
of the disruption of the divine creative order. Men are trying to be men. Women trying to be women. LBG trying to be a dog, trying to be a cat. What, I don't know. Whatever. Devil said you can be whatever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. You can make every rule you want. You can wish it whatever you want. If you feel that, it's all good. Don't you feel that? It's all good. Now, everything has a divine order place. You know what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians? Somebody go to 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 12. When we go to the body of Christ in the New Testament. And he says, this is the place that everyone should find their particular place that I have set them in the body. Just mm-hmm. like your eyes have been set in a particular mm-hmm. place, your eyes were not set under your feet or on your side. You see some of these monsters out of space, and they create all this looking monsters. They got all kind of, you know, you look at these monsters, pictures, and the eye and the ear, that's all that. They create, that's what it is, a monster, because it's out of complete creative order. So, let's see. The human body tells us. And now we see the divine spiritual body of Christ. We are. And he says, I put everything in its proper place in order. So when you find your proper place in the human family construct and in the divine family, when the man returns to being the man and the woman returns to being the woman and the man returns to be the priest and the head and the father
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and the mother, the woman came to be the mother, the wife, and the helpmate. Now understand this now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that when they translate it, the woman is the helper.
Yeah.
Amen.
You don't have to fight to be equal to a man because God didn't make you to be equal to a man.
Amen.
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 If he had wanted to be, have two men, he would have created two men.
That's mm-hmm. right.
But he established it the way it's properly in order. A woman and a man. And said, now you are both. To become as one. Now notice this. Only after the fall of man did that there came a gap, a breach.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, you are to submit and bow to the man and yield because he, you is the one. But anyway, I ain't got time to get into that part. But listen. The breach is so wide in America. And Satan is causing chaos in every area, and it all has to do with the family.
Yes.
The family is out of order. Now, God got to establish a spiritual family to set everything in order. It's called the body. We are the new order of things, the family. Restruct. Now, it's a shame. And I'm not making fun of people, but everything you see on TV is to show you a new order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything you see on TV is not, it basically, I don't care, basically whatever it is, entertainment, it's all you see, the spirit of what? Disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
You know that most of the men don't look like men, they don't act like men?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know you don't want to hear it, but you see, I watch all this stuff, and I look at it. I said, look at what the devil has done.
Yeah.
He has deceived almost the whole earth. Here, we are in a deception. Do you know we're in a deception? We wait for the Antichrist. We already got the spirit of deception, Antichrist, working in every area of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can look on someone on TV, and you'll get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You look at the so-called men and women and how they betray themselves, they're being men and women or whatever they are, and you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And you get so sorrowful and so pitiful.
Turn it off. Mm-hmm.
And it's so pitiful, it make you want to cry. Out of the created and divine order of Satan, that's how he destroyed every nation. Now, let me say this. in the body of Christ, when God created a new people and a new body, we are now the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is to find their place and their order in the body of Christ. You don't
Amen.
Have to take my place. I don't have to take your place.
Amen.
We are to function together in the order
Amen.
Of God. By the Spirit of God, we're to function together and labor together.
Amen.
Now, this is, in the New Testament, things begin to change from the Old Testament, but the creative order remained the same. The man is still the man. The woman is still the man. The father is still the father. The wife is still the wife. You ain't going to change that.
Amen.
But that's the divine mandate order.
Amen.
Yeah.
Why would one man want to improve on God's divine order? Why would he want to tamper with God's divine order when it is the order of peace and tranquility and civilization? Why would Satan want to disrupt?
Chaos.
He wanted to cause chaos in heaven, but he could not say that. But he come to the earth, and now it's raging in America.
Amen.
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 Do you know what the Antichrist is doing? You know what the spirit of Antichrist? Every law that the president and the Congress sign is a signature with the Antichrist, or the signature with the divine order of God. Now, everything ruled and made, watch, she's this Antichrist, anti-God, anti-gospel, anti-Bible, anti-Jesus, anti-order.
Amen.
Well, it's okay. We're going to make this rule here, and we're going to find this, and we are signing this, and we are signing our destruction.
Amen.
Amen.
No wonder Jesus said, watch and pray and look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if you wouldn't watch and pray, it'll slip upon you like it's slipping upon America and captured America.
Amen.
Now, the creative and divine order. Now, I want to read something right quick in the New Testament. I want somebody to get me the fourth chapter and Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, come get to Philippine, fourth chapter, and read the verses, five verses right quick. Now, in the body of Christ, it's made of all people, all kinds, women and men. But we have a specific place in the body of Christ. First Corinthians says, we have a specific place that God, in the body, just as the human body, the kidney, the liver, the endocrine gland, the pituitary gland, the lungs, the eyes, everything has a particular place to function together.
Amen.
It's called the unity. It's the unity of the faith and spirit. It's a heaven-set reformation to get us back in divine favor with God. That's why the devil wants everybody in the Christian world, he wants you to be a pimp. He wants a man to be a pimp and cool daddy.
Huh.
I know you don't like it because it's not likable. It's sad. But it's real. It's for true. This is what the devil does. You look at the men in the entertainment. Every time you look on the TV, look on a show. Now, I know, look at every TV, every movie, see what they portray. Are you listening? Are you watching?
Yeah.
Everything is out of dysfunctional order.
Mm-hmm.
You better wake up, America.
Yes.
We are drowning.
Amen.
We are being consumed.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of the Antichrist is already working. You're waiting for the mark. You're waiting for the mark of the beast, and the spirit of the beast is already here working.
Already.
That's what you'd be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get the mark on my forehead. No, that ain't what you better concern yourself. You better work out what now is happening. The spirit of the beast, he sees the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of the beast, of the Antichrist, is already here working in every phase of our life, in our government, in our education, in our entertainment, it's in our school. Look, ask Sister mm-hmm. Helen here. It'll take over your education. Isn't that right, Sister? Mm-hmm. Taking over our education?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Amen.
Our kids are trained to be dysfunctional when they're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's dysfunctional. Even people don't want to marry no more. They don't want divine law to govern them. So we don't have to get married, mm-hmm. baby. We are, you know, baby. We're
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yep.
It's all good. Yeah. We don't have to go by no white man's law.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a harem. He got 4 or 5 and different children all over the place. 6, 7.
Yeah.
It's all good, baby. I love you, my first. You my most.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So true.
Why you think I'm gonna say something that y'all gonna really get upset with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I make people mad. You know, that's my job. But if the ladies come back and sue you out, my job is to make you mad. Okay.
Okay.
I gotta put something on you, brother. You know, I can't take it all myself. You got the healing bomb, and I got the castor oil. Okay?
That's all.
All good, right? We need the castor oil, too, don't
yeah.
we?
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't get well without the castor oil. But, okay.
Yeah.
In particular, in America, in the Western society in particular, now there's much chaos and confusion in a black community in particular concerning family construct. It's in all of the earth. All we got it from the other people, of course. In all nations. All nations are infiltrated with this. All nations, all people. But just look at the urban family in particular in each area of nationality of people. Because Satan is working in each area differently with different groups. Our young people don't want to go to school. And they don't want to be cool daddies, and they don't want to be a man as God has instructed. They want to be a cool pimp, playboy, some of them.
Wow.
I'm glad it ain't all of them, but it's some of them.
Yeah.
Thank God for the ones, the other ones. Yeah. Every time I see somebody on Facebook has got a doctor degree or they girl or boy has come from the dunghill and been achieving something, or a man that rise from being a prisoner and a drug addict, I thank my God for them, and I congratulate them. I say, keep going.
Amen.
When I see a woman is 18 years old or 19, got her master's degree, and a young man, wherever you are, achieving goodness and stability and functioning well, I said, thank my God, and I send them a little bit of congratulations.
Amen.
Encourage those.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage those.
Amen.
I don't care if they're in Africa, Afghanistan, or wherever. Encourage them.
That's
encourage
right.
them.
Right. Amen.
Good. I don't care what color they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're all God's creation, but they're not
Amen.
Redeemed, but they make they're in a creation, but we are the redeemed. We are the redeemed creation. So that's the difference now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it this way. The home and the family is God construct an example in the beginning. It's out of disorder. It's happening in every area. Now it's happened in the church world because you know what Satan did? He set up a pope for us to follow.
Mm-hmm.
When he remade the church, he gave us a pope.
Huh.
You know what that means? This is when he gave us the pope. We had the Roman rulers who were God. But when the Roman Empire broke up, the devil just switched it over to the church area, religious area. And Constantine turned it over, and the church was, he said, I'm going to give y'all a pope.
Huh.
He's your God on the earth.
I don't
worry about who don't like it. I just say what's in the Bible. It's up to us whether we drink the castor oil or whatever. I can't do nothing about that because I didn't like castor oil either. But I know it's good for me.
Amen.
When you have your children and you raise them with, and there's no father to tell them what a father is or show them a father, that puts a double load on the mother or the woman.
Amen.
She's got two constructs now. She has to be the mother and the father, and she can't fully be a father because she's not a father. She can tell them what a man is, but she can't show them. Well, now, if you can, a man, a father, he has to be constructed where there's no woman, but he can't really be fully be the mother or the woman because he's not.
Amen.
And they do the best they can, and it's because there's a part that's missing in the construct creative order. And Satan can cause havoc in our home. That's why it's so much killing and murdering, which I'll get into that later on, why there's so much killing among young people, and it's killing one another and destroying one another, and people want to know why this is happening out of order.
Amen.
Now, that old broke wing, one-eyed devil, he's been around a long time working this stuff. But God gave us the body of Christ to correct this. The family of God to be an example. We are to find our place. Now, when you read Romans, Paul, the apostle, the greatest, he and John received the greater revelation of the mysteries of God. John and the beloved and Paul, they were given insight to the mystery, the deep mysteries of God to reveal. Now, Paul gives an example, and he says that in the New Testament, he had all these women laboring with him in the gospel. Now, when you read that scripture, it said, these are my helpers and my labors together. Now, I don't think you had that many with trying to take Paul's place and take his role, but you're always going to have an apple to try to do that anyway. In everything, you're going to have something of a disorder that's going to prop up in everything you do. But the Apostle Paul was wise enough to recognize that the body of Christ consists not just of men, but of women. That we are not living in the Old Testament only, but now God has sovereignly moved us to demonstrate to the earth that we are a body of priests and kings and daughters, but everything has its proper place.
Yes, Lord.
Ye are the body of Christ. But what do the eyes, what do the ears, where is the head up there? Why is he up at that? Why is the head is not on the bottom and the feet in the top? Divine order.
Amen.
Now, when you come in the body of Christ, you have a particular role, a particular place, and a particular gift, and anointing given to everyone in the, to walk in, to live in. And notice what Paul did. Paul was wiser, a little wiser than we have been in the Church of Christ. He let everyone labor in their own place. And he had the women, and this is why you see so much, and you read Paul's writing, he had more women in him, labor within the gospel, Now, this is going to upset people, but it don't make me no difference. I just go by what's written. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I didn't write the book. Don't give that. He had more women. That's why you see all those women in the epistle. He said, command this, command this, command her, command them. Why?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, read
his
epistle.
Oh,
in Romans, he said, now somebody read this right quick. And for the Philippians chapter 4, somebody want to read that? White Crick and Romans 16. Somebody want to read White Crick?
Mm-hmm.
Who have my life laid down their own necks, and whom
are you read the first? Hold on. Are you reading from the first verse?
Oh, okay. I thought you told me to read the fourth verse. Okay.
No.
I command unto you, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is in Cilicia, that ye receive her in the Lord as becoming saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she has need of you. For she has been a succor of many, and of myself also.
Do you see how the Lord used Paul to use the helpers instead of being jealous and fighting against one another?
Mm-hmm.
He learned through revelation that they were the body of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And that God had particular functions for them to be helpers in the gospel.
Amen.
They were helpers.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he labored with him, and he said they were secure to many. That means they was a tremendous help to Paul in the gospel.
Amen.
And laboring, and I commend you, her, a sister.
Amen.
He said a sister and whatever business she had.
Amen.
Now, she didn't go there to take over.
Mm-mm.
I remove a, you know, bishop or somebody like some of them want to. We see that happening. Things get out of order where the woman wants to be the bishop and take over. But do you know, because of this order among men, that God will use a woman where she was original, was not meant to be?
Amen.
I know you don't like that.
Amen. It's the truth.
But you can go around the earth and you see God doing what he did not originally intend to use. In the New Testament, he put women who were available and ready to be used or use children in spite of man's failure.
Amen.
Well, I'd tell it like it is.
Amen.
So if you won't go heal that woman, God, he'll send whatever vessel he got available. He's not going to ask you. He said, I'll send this vessel. If you don't want to go, I'll send this vessel. She just happened to be a woman, but she's just willing and available, so I'll send her.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And you know what Paul says? Read the 16th chapter of Romans. First four verses.
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
Now listen, I think that in many places, in many groups of Christians, they have not allowed the gift of God to labor or manifest itself in certain parts of the body. And I think that Paul was wise enough to have these people to help him and labor with him to promote the gospel.
Amen.
Well, Peter, who just came out of Hebrew and came out of Judaism, they were slow to come to that. But as Paul came in, he got that revelation and deeper understanding. Let all labor with Christ, labor for Christ. They are my helpers. They are to help me. And I think that in the Church of Christ Elijah Message, we have failed to understand that properly.
Mm.
You don't got to agree with me. I still
Amen.
Said.
Amen.
I watched it over the years.
It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eyewitness to it. That we're afraid they don't have to be the head. They just have to be the helper that God ordained them to be.
Amen. Amen.
Paul commended help her, for she helped
yep.
me in promoting
Amen.
The gospel. I commend
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
I commend them. Labor together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do the directing, but let's labor together. I do the
Amen.
Head. You don't have to change my position. Just find your place, and Paul put you in your place, and labor together.
Amen.
I think we have not
Amen.
Used the gifts that we had in Church of Christ. I think we have not used them properly.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had used all the gifts that God gave us in the body of Christ, whether they male or female, we'll be better off in that proper
Amen.
Place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Proper place. Okay, we're just about on. Use all of y'all the time. Now, you want to call us in your community? You call together all these young men that running wild, 15, 16, 15 year old, and get them a real godly man and a bunch of godly
Amen.
Men to deal with
Amen.
Them. Let, and have
Amen.
The women to be the backup.
Amen.
Let the trained women be the backup.
Amen.
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 Yes,
one thing
Lord.
I like about Brother Clark, sister, like Aquila and Priscilla, they were husband and wife. They were a team of unity. And whenever Brother Clark would go to a place, Sugar Babe was right with him, and she backed
Amen.
Him up. She was a helper.
Amen.
Amen.
Whenever
Amen.
Mother Crockett went, Brother Crockett the elder, his helper were with him.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. I'm with him.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's better that we understand the helper, the labor
yes.
of the helper.
Amen.
So people get a little zealous. Sometimes people get overzealous and move out of their place. You don't have to worry about that. I don't mind them stepping a little bit out of their place. It's better that they be a little bit out of the place and have no place. But anyway, you can always set that in order. Because I ain't going to jump out of his head and try to jump into the feet. You say, okay, I get back up in the eye. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
But we need to take advantage this year and find our particular place to help.
Yeah.
I commend Phoebe. I commend Phoebe. I commend Clement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody don't know the history of these women, but I looked up some of the women that were labeled with Paul. One of them was Clement. And we don't have enough detail in our abridged version, but that's other historical things. And history tells about some of these laborers with Christ. Clemens, she had, I think, had the gift of miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I didn't say the gift of priesthood. I said the gift of miracles.
Amen.
I didn't say the gift of priesthood. I said the gift of miracles. That's the difference.
Amen.
I don't have to be a priest to work miracles.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to be a priest of the Old Testament to lead somebody to Christ.
Amen.
Because if you find a person sinking and you don't throw them the lifeline, you said, wait till next week and I'll throw you the lifeline. Don't you know we understand better the gospel instead of telling somebody to wait to get salvation next week? Do you think that sounds like Jesus? Telling somebody
not
wait until you come to church next 2 weeks in order to get eternal life. I don't think that's in order.
Order
of the gospel. I pray.
Amen.
I think it's a lack of understanding. You passing somebody and they say, I'm ready to be delivered from this. I'm drowning in the sea and I want to be redeemed today. And you say, well, wait till next Sunday and come to church.
Mm.
I think we don't understand the order of our place in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Woman, a man, a child, if you got the gift to throw the lifeline to that person, then throw it to him and say, take it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm his witness.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And then these good people have not been trained properly. They think that a person can only get salvation. They're thinking, and they may die and live. And you said, wait till next Sunday, come to church.
Uh-huh.
I think these people are good, but they're just ill-trained. But Paul trained the women and all the people with him properly.
Amen.
In proper order.
Amen.
Don't you dare, if a person said, I'm ready to give my heart to Christ, tell that person, wait till next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere in the scripture you see such a thing.
No. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why you call the body of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You are my witnesses.
Amen.
You don't have to take no man's place like the world is. See, the world got it backwards. The devil got everything backwards. He got the woman, the LBG, and I think he got five more genders around.
Mm-hmm.
I think he creating six or seven of them now. I don't know, but man, how many he create now?
Not so
the whole bunch of them.
Not so
Yes, seven.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonder the dogs ain't confused, but they're not confused.
No, they're not confused.
Amen, that's right.
I wonder why the lions are not confused. The gorillas are not confused. I wonder why they're not confused like we are. The animal kingdom is not confused. The elephants.
Amen.
You go from the elephants, the animal kingdom, they're not confused. They know who they are. They're male. They're female. They know who they are.
Amen.
They ain't got no three or four genders among the lions, the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Order. Now we got to pray. We got a few minutes, a minute left. Oh, I'm sorry. You got 7 minutes late. I took part of your book. Okay. Do we want to come in agreement today? Because I believe that it's the time for God to make this year a mark time of going forth and bringing wonders, signs, and miracles.
Amen.
You know what the angel, the messenger said in Message 90? Do you know what he says?
Mm-hmm.
He says, a better way.
Yeah.
Outpouring of the Spirit and greater things shall occur.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the time for greater things to occur. This is the
year.
Message 93. To those that prepare and look for it, miracles, healing, and deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time.
Amen.
Beloved, it's that time. Finding our place. It's not being out of place because you dare to plead and order what he says, this is the time.
This is the time.
I gave gifts to
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now,
Jesus.
Lord, help us to come to the time of this year to claiming in our place in order as a New Testament saint.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We are the body.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And Joseph.
Yes,
we are labors together.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We are the royal priesthood, the whole body of Christ, kingdom of priests, a kingdom of kings and priests. And we are the body,
Lord.
The royal diet, the real royal priesthood, holy nation, chosen people, the body in its proper order.
Yes, Lord,
we're going to pray that these young men
who've
been programmed and we're going to reprogram with the gospel of Christ for them to be men and
real
fathers and husbands and leaders and priests of their home.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That they come to, that the men will be as a surrogate to these young men and our, wherever we find them, our boys and girls who have no fathers, no mothers, that we be surrogates, fathers, and mothers to them, to train them to be the men and women that God ordained in this generation to be priests and kings and heads and leaders and ambassadors for Christ and for this world. that they may find
Thank
their order,
Jesus.
Proper order and place.
Yes, Lord.
So that Satan, his
Jesus.
Lying, deceiving self, be rebuked.
Yes, Lord.
That his
yes.
lying, deceiving Babylonian teaching self be rebuked. His
yes.
lying, deceiving socialist, this sowing, lying, deceiving spirit that comes from Ahab and Jezebel be rebuked over our men,
yes,
over
Lord
our
Jesus.
Children.
Thank
that
you.
We take authority over the lying, deceiving in the education system and deliver our children.
Yes,
yes
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
And our young men and women be prepared
yes,
to take
yes,
their place.
Lord. Yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
As two men and
yes.
two leaders.
Yes.
And women
yes,
wants
Lord.
To be with their place as a woman, as mothers.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And wives and ambassadors living
yes,
together
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes,
we ask
Lord.
Your help, Holy Spirit. We
yes,
ask your
Lord.
Help, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We ask your help, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We ask
yes,
your
Lord.
Help, Holy Spirit, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord Jesus.
We ask
yes,
your
Lord
help,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We ask
yes,
your
Lord.
Help. We ask
yes,
for
yes,
your wisdom, divine
yes,
authority
Jesus.
To activate in our lives that we fear
yes,
no
Lord
evil
Jesus.
And fear not the society.
Yes,
take
Lord.
A step of courage.
Yes,
and
say,
we are the body of Christ,
Thank
and
you,
we, how precious it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, and
yes,
Satan
Lord.
Fears that.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
He's afraid.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But that the body of Christ may train the whole body of Christ.
Yes,
yes.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
We need
Jesus.
You. We ask for the revival
yes,
and transformation of the proper order of things to be again in America.
Yes, Lord.
And in this nation, in this world. And we,
yes,
the body
Lord.
Of Christ, to reveal it to all nations and all people.
Oh,
in
yes,
the name
Lord
of Jesus the Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeshua Mashiach, the
yes,
Holy One
Lord
of
Israel.
Now,
you,
I appreciate these sisters, Lord. I appreciate
Thank
our dear
you.
Beloved sisters and handmaidens who are fellow laborers in the gospel.
My
yes, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Even those that are married who submit to their own husband and of those things
yes.
in Lord, that is the order of things.
Yes.
That is the proper favor order of the Lord God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
That those that
yes,
are proper
Lord.
Order submit to
yes,
their pastor in all things in Christ.
Yes, Lord,
and those
Jesus.
That over them to so laboring
yes,
together
Lord,
in order and peace in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
we
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you,
we thank
Jesus.
You that
thank
you're transforming
you.
The nation back to the original order of things
oh,
and rebuking
yes,
the confusion that Satan
yes.
has brought upon us
yes,
and upon
Lord.
America. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
in
the
name
we
cancel,
work, cancel the power of darkness and deception
yes,
that's
Lord.
Invading us. We bind this spirit of disorder and confusion
yes, Lord.
And chaos.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Our children,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Our children, our young
yes.
ones,
yes,
are vulnerable to all of this deception,
yes,
all
Lord.
Of these lies that they see on TV, on the shows, on the rappers, who are confused,
Jesus.
The rappers who are giving the message
yes,
of Satan. Lord,
Lord
convert
Jesus.
These rappers. Convert
yes,
Lord.
Some of these movie stars.
Yes.
Convert
yes,
LeBron James
yes,
and Michael Jordan. Convert
yes, Lord.
LB Cool. Convert and deliver them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Look on Kenya West and deliver him.
Yes,
yes.
Lord.
Deliver Lord, deliver
him.
Them
yes,
and make
Lord.
Them a witness.
Yes,
make
yes,
them
Lord.
A mighty witness. Transform
yes,
them.
Jesus.
Donald Trump and make him a mighty witness.
Yes,
yes.
Lord
Transform
Jesus.
Mr. Obama and his family. Make them a mighty witness.
Yes, Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Family of God. In its proper place.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Name
and all
Jesus.
Over the earth.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Every place. In every
yes,
nation.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the redeemed.
Thank you, Jesus.
They may come to Jesus Christ. The proper order of salvation is in Christ, not in every God. The proper
yes,
order and
Lord.
Answer. In Jesus Christ, not any other God, but the proper order of things is whosoever calls
yes.
upon the Lamb of God
yes, Lord Jesus.
Shall find salvation. For he's the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you today. We appreciate every part of the body of Christ. We appreciate our sisters helping with the gospel and supporting Brother Nate and standing with him and standing with the work of the Lord. We appreciate them and value them. And those that are around the world and every nation and every place.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
May the Lord bless you now.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord watch over and keep you in Jesus' name. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.